Part 1. Do you ever give help to other people?
Well, I could say yes. At least I really try to be a helpful and generous person. If I have the time and ability to make someone's life easier, I'll give my best effort and to help them.
How important do you think it is to help others?
Well, very important. I believe that helping others is not only good for them, but also extremely beneficial for us. It makes us happier and healthier, and also guides us toward a personal growth. And by helping others, we can build a better society and improve our communication with other people.
When you were a child, did your parents teach you or encourage you to help others?
Well, as far as I can recall, we've never had an actual conversation with regard to this issue. But as I grew up watching their behavior and helpfulness toward others, I believe I've learned enough, and these were the things that shaped my personality and encouraged me.
Part 2.
Well, unlike many people, my dream house isn't big or luxurious. In fact, I prefer a cozy and small apartment with 2 bedrooms, but because of the fact that I'm not a big fan of crowded places, I prefer not to be located in the center of a big city. But I think it should have enough accessibility to facilities such as movie theaters. Also, as I'm a really foodie person, I would love it to be around multiple cafes. And the things that I would do there are pretty normal stuff, I guess. I just need a peaceful space to read my books and watch my movie and study. But there's something that isn't possible at my current house, and that's having friends over, because it kinda disturbed my parents' life. But there we could hang out anytime that we would like. And if I had to share my house with someone, I think it would be my best friend, because she's the only person other than my parents that I can actually live with, and because of the fact that we've known each other for many years, I think we can live together without any serious problem. And the main reason why I would like to live there is that so I can get a dog, because I'm not allowed to have a dog at my parents' house, and it's the biggest dream of mine. And having a pet at my own place is like a dream coming true.
Speaking part 3.
What type of houses do people of your country live in? Well, while there are some rich families who live in big houses, I think the majority of Iranian people live in flats or apartments. Flats are the most common and typical type of housing. And because of their availability and because of the fact that they're really cheap, people can easily buy or rent them. As an example, most of the newlyweds start their lives in a single bedroom or double bedrooms apartments or rented accommodations.
What do people consider when they choose a place to live in?
Well, actually, I think there are many factors which should be considered in choosing a house. However, 2 of these factors are highly important. The first one is the price of an accommodation, which is a worrisome problem among many people in many countries. The other is the safety of the neighborhood. For example, people with families shouldn't choose a house solely because of the fact that they are cheap. But also they should consider their family's safety.